Okay, so up to Perek Vav, Mishnah or Braisa Vav, right? And this is the famous Braisa, which has the 48 steps, the Memches Dover that leads you to Kinyan Torah, from which this Perek gets its nickname. They call this Perek Kinyan Torah. But first, the Mishnah says, Gedola Torah Yosem and Akahuno Min HaMalchus. So we probably won't start necessarily the 48 day, maybe the first one, but it gets into that because it begins telling us the Torah is even greater than Kahuna and from greater than Malchus. Why? Shal Malchus nicknames Bishloshim Malos. There are 30, it's hard to say exactly, 30 things that are necessary or that are part of the status of Malchus. This is based on something which is appears in Navi, in Parak Ches of Sefer Shmuel Aleph, where different things are listed. This is the time when Bnei Yisrael want a king and so on. And so different things are listed there. The Gemara presents them in Sanhedrin, I think. The Gemara lists around Afir Ches, so the Gemara lists off all these different things that a king has the right to and the king can do and his status and various legal things that he can do and doesn't have to do, and so on, all kinds of things that relating to the Melech, testifying and different things. So there are 30 things altogether. Again, it's based on Psukim and Navi. If you're interested in seeing them in brief, so the Vilna Gaon in his commentary in Pirkei Avos presents them. And then in terms of Malchus. In terms of Kahuna, Kahuna nicknames Basim Va'arbo, the 24 things of Kahuna, and that relates to the various Matnos Kahuna, many of them which appear at the end of Parshas Korach, in terms of Truma and other such things. And again, they're learned out from different Psukim. I don't know if they're all listed together in any one place, because I think that the Psukim in Parshas Korach don't list all 24. But in the Chavtal Matnos Kahuna, but Torah nicknames Arboim Ushmona Dvarim. Okay, Torah is acquired through 48 steps, or 48 midos, 48 qualities, which a person has to have. And that's what we'll go through. It'll take us some time to do it. Exactly how you got to 48, again, so it's based on Psukim and other things from Chazal that we've seen. Okay. The division into 48 are actually several different interpretations of how they get divided into 48 or what the categories are. Yosef Yavetz in his commentary on Pirkei Avos divides them into 6 different categories. The first 14 are things which actually have to do directly with learning. Okay, that's the first 14. The next 5 are avoiding things which distract you, take you away from learning. The next 7 has an attitude that a person has towards learning. 14 out of 19, that's 26. Then you have 10 things which relate to one's interaction with other people. Learning, as we mentioned, is not a private matter. It connects you to other people. So he has things dealing with other people. The next 6 is respect for or involvement with the Chachamim, who sort of guide a person, hopefully properly in terms of Torah, than the Chachamim. And the last group were kind of, I don't want to say random exactly, but what, you know, I guess the levels of when a person has attained the high level, what he's able to do and what he should be doing. So that's how he divides them. The Abarbanel has a very different approach, a simpler approach. The Abarbanel says the first 9 are for the beginning student, the next 13 are for the more advanced student, the next 12 are more for the Rebbe, for the teacher, and the last 14 are for the teacher of the advanced students, the advanced teacher. So that's how the Abarbanel divides it up. And also, again, many others also, later authorities, taking off from the Abarbanel, they have kind of the first 15 really for the beginner, then the next 9 for the Talmud Chacham, and the last 24 are once you've attained that level, so then you can maintain the level. Okay. There's also an interesting distinction. You split the 48 and a half, 24. So it's actually the first 24 all are introduced You take a look. Well, I'll read just the Mishnah. You may have a Mishnah in front of you, or Brisa. They all introduce the letter Beis. Bit Talmud, Bishmias those, and Barichas Vasayim. It's with a bit, okay, which is in the fact that these are all tools or methods about the way which one can acquire Torah. In the last, the 24, the second half, there's no Beis. Okay, there's no Beis, not bit. Okay, the last 24, that's why some say that the last ones are, you know, to maintain. Okay, others say that the first 24 and the last 24 is sort of like Avos and Toldos, that you know, the main 24 to acquire, the first 24, and then the others are sort of subcategories. That's again, we have in the commentaries different things. But I would say the simplest way of looking at it is the first half is ways to acquire Torah, why it's these are the fundamentals of acquiring Torah, and the second is maintaining the Torah, you know, maintaining what you accomplished. So anyway, these are different suggestions as to how to divide them up and so on. I think I mentioned to you that there were those who link the 48 things here, the 48 steps towards Kinyan Torah, with the days of the Omer between Pesach and Shavuos. So Salanter presented that, and I think the Ger Rebbe, the Lusharim, and others independently sort of said that as you climb to Matan Torah, which we just celebrated, we just finished Shavuos, so those are the steps that you need to get to Matan Torah. Of course, the obvious question is, well, there are 49 days, not 48. You know, it would have worked out better if there were 48. So there are different approaches to understanding that. One is that, yeah, the last day is to do Chazor on everything. Others say that you don't start the first day because Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah. The first thing you have is acquired Derech Eretz. Then you proceed. But anyway, these are different approaches. Again, you can see there's a lot of literature here on this idea. Also interesting, and this Vilna Gaon points out, that the word Chayil is in Gematria 48. So we're familiar with that Eishes Chayil, right? Eishes Chayil. And actually the word Eishes Chayil, which is in the end of Mishle, appeared in Megillas Rus that we learned yesterday. Because Boaz said regarding Rus, Kildea kol sharami ki Eishes Chayil at, right? And Boaz himself is also described as Ish Gibor Chayil. So it's not only Eishes Chayil, but Ish also Chayil. Now modern Hebrew, a chayal is a soul, chayal is a soldier. And the question is, what is meant by ish gibor chayal or eishes chayal? I mean, a woman who's a soldier? And when we say eishes chayal mimtza, many people have the meaning to say that over the first, you know, on Friday night, right, for their wives. Eishes chayal mimtza, I mean, what does the word chayal mean? What did it mean with regards to Boaz? And yesterday's Megillas Rus, right, ish gibor chayal, you know. And also, again, it said at the end of Megillas Rus, when had a baby, so it says, I say chayil befros, I say chayil. So what is chayil? Or sometimes we say, she'elcho mechayil chayil. That's also a pasuk, right? We give a person a brach, he should go mechayil chayil. So it's hard to imagine it means soldier in those contexts. So chayil means an accomplishment, a level, and so therefore the connection here is Chayil of the 48 ways means the level of Kinyan Torah. I'd like to suggest something different that sort of links the two together, so to speak. Okay, links the two together. The idea that a person is successful in Torah, it has to be a soldier. What do you mean by a soldier? A person is a warrior, a fighter. A warrior doesn't mean only in a battlefield, but it means when a person is trying to accomplish in Torah, that's called Milchamto Shel Torah. Right, that a person has to be a war. You have to fight for what you're doing. And the biggest fight that a person has in his life is internally. The struggles that we have in every area. But certainly when it comes to learning, and not just to finding time to learn, but just mastering and overcoming the distractions and so on. And that's really where these 48 ways come in. They assist you in the battle. They assist you in overcoming whatever it is around you. And the truth is, just like to suggest, so another sefer, okay, the 48 can be derived, forget about the number exactly, I'm going to read through them quickly now and just divide them into 14 categories, okay? Just as follows, all right? The first four, B'Talmud, Shmias Ozen, Arichas Vasayim, Binas Halev, are mice. And by the way, for the future, Shiur, you might want to have it in front of you, but you don't need to, I mean, I'll say it, but for now, you have it good. So you look, B'Talmud, Shmias Ozen, Arichas Vasayim, Binas Halev, or Sichlus Halev, that's mice. Okay, the next thing is Machshava, Be'ema, Be'ira, Be'anova, Be'simcha, Be'tara, is Machshava. The next three, whom you should learn from, B'shimush Chachamim, Dikto Chaverim, B'pilpul Atamidim, who you learn from, okay? How to learn, okay? B'yeshiva, B'mikra, okay? Things to be careful about, that's the next five. B'miyotshena, B'miyotzicha, B'miyotzchorub, B'miyotzchok, B'miyotanik, next six, I mean, B'miyotderech Eretz, okay? The next two are general midos, Baruch Apayim, believe, Tov. And then, from to accept, okay, would you have to accept what you learned, that's Bemunas Chachamim and Kabbalah Sisurin, accept whatever Kosh Baruch Hu puts you away. So those are the first, the first 24. The second 24 is knowing yourself. Okay, Makers Mekomo, Samech Bechelko, Ozes Yag Ledvarav, Enam Achzik Tov Al Atzmo, okay, self-discipline. The next five have to do with love. Ahov, that means you're loved by others. Oivis hamakom, oivis habriyas, oivis hatachachos, and oivis hamisharim. The next is humility. Mitzrachik mena kavod, the next three. Velo megis levo tamuda, eno somech b'hara. Next relates to your dealings with other people. No seba olim chaveru, machwil chav schus, ma'amiru ala emes, ma'amiru ala shalom. When we get to it, we'll see how it relates to the Torah. Okay? And then there's limud. Limud is... your relationship with the people you're learning from, and that's Misyashir Libra Talmudo, Sholomeshir, Shomei Amosiv. Then the Almanas, the goal, ultimate goal, Lomed Almanas Lamed, and Lomed Almanas Lassos. And then the things that give you precision in your teaching. Machkimis Rabba, Machavanish Mos Omer, Dabr Shem Omer. So these are different, all different ways to divide them up, to look at them. And Bez Hashem, over the next, the next couple of weeks or so, we'll find ways to go through each one of these. To go through each one of these 48. Just want to point out that we say in the davening all the time, at the end of the davening, Psach libi b'sorasecha, right? We say Psach libi b'sorasecha at the end of the Shmoneh Esrei L'Kayin Atzor. And the idea is that a person has to be open. The word is Psach. A person will only accomplish in Torah if he's open. If he's open. And that's, I think, a very, very important as well. Not only Chayel, Gematria 48, the Malagon, but a person is open, Psach, the person. Now, open doesn't mean open-minded necessarily, although that's necessary too. Open-minded can be negative also. Okay, as people have remarked, someone's mind is so open, sometimes your brain falls out, you stop thinking. But it's important to be open-minded, but open to your learning, open to new things, open to, looking at yourself in an honest way. Again, so these are all things that are kind of by way of a general introduction. So I'll just finish for today with one last thing. And that is that this is called Kinyan Torah, right? A Torah Niknes, Barbo Shmona Dvarim. We know in Halacha, Kinyan requires certain different types of actions to be taken. And it's important as well, therefore, all these things relate to actions, things that a person has to do. Yes, sometimes there are machshav, as we mentioned, but it's not automatic. A person doesn't acquire something in a kinyan, making a kinyan, or anything else, without doing something. There's a kinyan suited, all kinds of, there's a kinyan chalipin, there's a kinyan agav, there's a kinyan situm, there are all kinds of different kinyanim that we find in halacha when things are being transacted from one party to another. In a certain sense, and this, we'll finish with this for today, that we just finished Shavuos, right? We were kona the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. We had to be kona the Torah. What was the act of Kinyan, so to speak? Right, we just had Matan Torah, Zman Matan Torah Seino. Okay, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, but it had to be a Kinyan. So for us to acquire it. So that's exactly what this Bryce is telling us. Here's how you acquire Torah. And there are different types of Kinyanim that have different halachas, and sometimes Kinyan A is effective, sometimes Kinyan B is effective for different things. There are different types of Kinyanim. So therefore, just by way of an example, it's an exaggerated example, but when you sell chametz, when we sell the chametz to a non-Jew on Erev Pesach, so we do actually six different Kinyanim. because there are different opinions as to what works with a non-Jew and so on and so forth. But under certain circumstances, you know, kinyan karka is not acquired the same way as metaltalim. So you need different kinyanim even in the realm of a dinei mamonos. So when it comes to acquiring a Torah, you need different things. Okay, and different circumstances sometimes call for different things. So that's what we'll see, Bez Hashem, in these 48 steps, 48 ways over the next couple of weeks. Okay, everyone should have a good day. And I just want to mention, all right, we'll stop over here.